Chairman, my point was that if Mark voted against the remuneration report, it would be defeated, and that is the case. 188 million in favour, 196 million against, if you take his 70 million out from the for box and put it in the against box. That was my point. Look, Mr. Barlow, this is the smallest board in the top 100. It's tiny. Now, normally when you have a blunder like Brambles, you have a bit of accountability. So you might get a new chairman, or you might sack the CEO. Nothing's happened here. Absolutely nothing's happened. You're all standing here, you're all still here, and you're all saying we've got great underlying businesses. One of the reasons the share price has tanked is there's been a loss of confidence in the board. These haphazard investments that are going on, mismanagement with all the debt, taking on too much debt at this point, paying bonuses that shouldn't be paid. Now, I'm concerned that this board is too inbred, that Chris Barlow was the CEO of Melbourne Airport and Hastings was a major investor in Melbourne Airport. So you clearly have a long association with Mr. Barlow. Now, I'd be interested in hearing about your association, Chairman, with Mr. Rosethorne. So you've both been in the infrastructure space for a long time. Are you old mates? Have you been co-investors in assets in the past? Because it seems to me there is a lack of accountability coming from this board, and I'm concerned that it's because of relationships within the board, old associations, and it's because the board is too small. Normally you would have an independent director. Normally you would have a separate director who'd be chairman of the Remuneration Committee. You're the chairman of everything on this board. You're only my age. You're 39. You're the youngest chairman in the country. You haven't had experience in other boards at major public companies before, having had to sack a CEO or have to rebuild a board, get committees up to speed, take action. You're a babe in the woods in this game. And you have an old association with the CEO. So clearly this board needs some new directors. It needs to have proper, independent committees. And I'd like to hear from Mr. Barlow about whether he did support the Brambles investment and about whether how he believes this board can possibly function properly, being the smallest board of the ASX top 100, with all these terrible mistakes that have been made, and sitting here saying, yeah, give me another 3 years. He's not buying any more shares. He's only got 26,000. If he believes the stock is so cheap, why isn't he buying some more shares right now to show some faith in the company?
In relation to the independence of the board, which is one of the assertions you've made, each of the non-executive directors is independent and is absolutely independent. In relation to my relationship with Mr. Rosethorne, I'm not sure why it's relevant to the re-election of Mr. Barlow, but I'm very happy to answer it. Mark and I have known each other for some time. When Mark was at Toll and I was at Hastings, we bid on a number of assets together in partnership, but none of those bids actually ever came off. But we have had a business relationship in the sense of bidding for various assets over a reasonably long time. I think one of the things that does is it does mean that you can work together, because I think that's very important. But in terms of any implication that I'm not independent, or Mr. Barlow's not independent, or even Mr. George, I just reject that out of hand. We're all absolutely independent. In relation to your comment about the size of the board, that is an issue that we have been looking at. We have a meeting once a year to determine the performance of the board, to look at the size of the board, the skills on the board, and last year we concluded that it was appropriate at the time and that it was something that we would continue to monitor, and that's something we will continue to do.